It's the disaster Fianna Fáil just can't seem to shake. Jim Gavin's short-lived, ill-advised and ultimately humiliating run for president. Now the party is preparing to publish its review into the whole ordeal. So what can we expect and, more importantly, where will the blame fall? It's News Talk Daily. I'm Sean Defoe. Now, Fianna Fáil has had bad campaigns before, but nothing quite like this. Jim Gavin was supposed to be their star candidate, a proven winner, a safe pair of hands, someone from outside the Leinster House bubble and who could draw in all those Dublin and GAA votes. Instead, his campaign fell apart almost before it began. A rent issue dating back to 2009 surfaced in the media and Gavin withdrew from the race in spectacular fashion. Inside Fianna Fáil, anger has been simmering for months. TDs and senators furious that Micheál Martin and Jack Chambers pushed Gavin's candidacy at the sidelining of Billy Kelleher. And the secrecy around the courting of Gavin, which we now know began way back in July. At long last, the review is set to be published, hardly the early Christmas present that the Fianna Fáil top brass wanted. And joining me now to make sense of the politics of this is our own Shane Coleman, News Talk Breakfast presenter. Shane, you're very welcome back to News Talk Daily.
Good to be chatting to you, Sean.
So, firstly, with the delay, like we were meant to have this on the 12th of November. What's been causing the pushback?
It would seem that it has been with Jim Gavin's lawyers. And my understanding is, literally, as we're speaking, it hasn't come back. I know there's been kind of conflicting reports on this, but that it hasn't come back yet from the lawyers. Now, I think the hope is it will be released today or tomorrow. That is the hope in Fianna Fáil. But my understanding is that Jim Gavin's solicitor has had the report since last Monday and it has not come back.
Okay, well, that's interesting for a number of reasons. One, the timing of all this, because if we're looking at Wednesday as the most likely publication day, Micheál Martin's jetting off to Brussels in the evening on Wednesday to go to a European Council.
My guess is, and I'm guessing you disagree with this, I think it will be out before then. That's my sense. Now, I don't think anyone knows because I don't think they know when the report comes, but certainly they are strongly hoping that the report will come out before Wednesday and before Micheál Martin goes. And I think you're right. That is significant. I think ideally you would have it before then.
Yeah, because he's just got quite a bit of travel that moves it into Christmas week. And maybe actually from a news management point of view, you might want to dump this at the start of
the
Christmas
trash
week.
Isn't that the expression they use for if it's used in kind of PR circles, if you release something on a Friday afternoon, for example.
5 p.m. on a Friday when everyone is gone, when all the podcasts have gone off on their Christmas holidays back to wherever they're going. But look, either way, he's not going to be able to avoid scrutiny. It's going to have a parliamentary party meeting. And it's going to be, like, what we're looking at now is the timeline of events, really, and the who knew what and when seems to be where the bloodletting is being let at.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. And again, maybe I'll be proven spectacularly wrong on this. And I've seen sort of selective leaking on this report over the last few days. I'm not sure there's going to be any huge surprises in the report. I don't think there's going to be any big gotcha moment. There will be there was certainly a level of knowledge that there was, you know, there was something, maybe there was an issue that Jim Gavin hadn't dealt with a number of years earlier regarding a tenant. But as to how much people close to Micheál Martin actually knew about it, my understanding is that they will say, we didn't know the detail. We had no knowledge of the detail. And I think they will also argue that when they put these issues to Jim Gavin, he denied there was an issue. Now, I'm not sure what Jim Gavin will have to say. Well, I'm not sure what his take on that would be. But that's what they are saying. So will there be this huge gotcha revelation that they knew? Certainly there was reports over the weekend suggesting that maybe they knew earlier. But my understanding is that is being emphatically denied by Martin's team. And they're saying they didn't know the detail.
And you can kind of see where some of this briefing is coming from as well. There are TDs who just have it out for Micheál Martin at this stage and they're calling it explosive. They're calling it resignation territory. But again, even if you're just to be slightly sympathetic even to the Micheál Martin camp or the top brass in Fianna Fáil, someone comes to you in any organisation and they have a rumour about somebody.
Yeah.
You have to take time to follow that up.
You do. You do. And you don't know the detail. I presume you go to the person about whom the allegation is made. You put it to them. But you're not in control of the story and you're not in control of the narrative and you're trying to get to the bottom of it. Like, there's something unseemly. This is a personal view, and not everyone will agree, but I think there's something unseemly about how this whole story has... Micheál Martin made a bags of the presidential election. There is absolutely no question about that. He picked the wrong candidate. He took a gamble. The gamble failed, and it went really badly for Fianna Fáil. But the world has moved on. The electorate has moved on. The Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, or at least the malcontents in the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, have not moved on, and they are determined to use this against Micheál Martin. And I think there's something slightly unseemly about that from a personal point of view. I think Micheál Martin's time as leadership is now finite. It is coming to an end. I think my own view is he probably will hold on. Who knows exactly what will happen when this report comes out? Will there be a vote of confidence? I'm sure you have a view on that, Sean. I mean, my view is he should be allowed to continue as Taoiseach until his time is up. I think a lot of the people who are unhappy with Micheál Martin are kind of forgetting that probably they wouldn't be TDs today if Micheál Martin wasn't the leader. And look, of course, there's questions to answer and the report is important, but are they really going to jettison their leader who has basically saved the party since 2010 over a presidential election? I mean, I know it's happened before.
Yeah.
Fine Gael did it back in 1990, but I personally think it would be really unwise.
When he's Taoiseach as well makes the difference there. I mean, that was in opposition, wasn't
it? Yeah. I mean, very hard to unseat a sitting Taoiseach, I would have thought. And I would have thought you'd want to have pretty good reason to do so. Is backing the wrong horse in a presidential election? I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Sean? Do you think that's enough reason to get rid of your leader?
No, in this instance, I don't. And the reason being, and again, we'll see what the report says. It might say something entirely different. If you go, as has been suggested several times, to Jim Gavin and you say, come here, what's the story with this? Did you? And he says, no, that's all dealt with, you know, wasn't an issue, totally denies it. You then have a choice. Who do you believe? And I suppose this is where it comes back to it. If the likes of Jack Chambers, or it's been suggested in the papers, Deirdre Galán, who is the chief of staff for Micheál Martin, kind of seen as his enforcer and his organiser, if they knew a few days in advance of the vote, so this is several weeks before it became public.
Yeah.
Does that mean the fault lies with them because they didn't follow it up enough? You know, I can see that argument in that if you...
I imagine what they are saying is we did follow up on it. That there was a vague story. Queries had been put in. There was a vague story. They did follow up. They put it to Jim Gavin and they didn't get a satisfactory answer. I imagine that's what they will say. I would think they would dispute the suggestion that they knew definitively what the story was before that vote. That's my understanding, that's my expectation of what will come out of the report.
I suppose the flip side of that is the person at the centre of this, Niall Donald, is a deputy editor of a national newspaper, clearly had the receipts and the proof of this, and says he contacted Fianna Fáil when it emerged that Jim Gavin was going to be a candidate. Now, I can't remember off the top of my head the exact timeline of when he did that. Was it before Jim Gavin was selected or not? But there was clearly someone who was in the bubble of the political media sense who could have been contacted.
I was aware of vague allegations before Jim Gavin was confirmed as the candidate, but I didn't know the person who was at the centre of it. I don't know if Fianna Fáil were aware. My understanding is the people in head office weren't aware of the exact detail. I presume that will come out in the report. But again, it comes back to the central question. Like, do you jettison a sitting Taoiseach because he backed the wrong horse in the presidential election? Could he have done better due diligence? Maybe. But it's not easy. It isn't. These things are not straightforward. Like, you go to the person against whom the allegation has been made and they say, no, look, that there's not an issue there. Or at least we're assuming that's what they said. Like, what are you supposed to do? It's very easy to say, let's do due diligence, but what does that actually amount to? And how do you ensure your due diligence is good enough? It clearly wasn't in this case, but look, the report is going to be interesting. But like, how much of this is down to people who are fed up with Micheál Martin, yeah, have a beef with Micheál Martin? There's a lot of revisionism about what they should have done. And I mean, you know, this idea that Billy Kelleher would have won the presidential election. I mean, if people in Fianna Fáil are seriously suggesting that, well, then I don't think they understand politics. Because I'm not saying that to be in any way disrespectful of Billy Kelleher. He's a very good He was a very good TD. He was a very good junior minister. He's a very good MEP. But he did not have the national stature to win that presidential election. And if people in Fianna Fáil believe he did, that's naive, I think, or self-serving, I think, on their part. Do you think he could have won?
No, I don't. The only path I would see for him is just remembering how bad the debates were towards the end of the campaign. And Billy Kelleher, whatever you think about him, is a very polished and reasoned politician who would have looked well in those debates when Heather Humphreys was totally floundering and Catherine Connolly was avoiding questions.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, Fianna Fáil's poll rating in around 20%. I don't think a traditional Fianna Fáil candidate could have won the presidential election any more than we now know a traditional Fine Gael candidate couldn't have won the presidential.
It's whether the combination could have done it. Whether if there was still a Fianna Fáil candidate in the race rather than the what we ended up with in Jim Gavin, those transfers could have pushed one or the other as a combined entity above Catherine Connolly.
With the benefit of hindsight, I think not. Mm. I'm not sure anyone could have beaten Catherine Connolly, or certainly not an establishment politician, to use that term. And I don't use it in any pejorative sense. Some people do. But I mean, a traditional mainstream TD minister, I don't think they could have beaten Catherine Connolly.
No, and I think she had a wave behind her, and that was pretty evident. So for what it means for Micheál Martin, because like you say, there are the malcontents, there are the James O'Connors, the Paddy O'Sullivans, even to an extent, I suppose, the Malcolm Burns on one hand. The other hand, you have the Micheál Martin loyalists, the, you know, Jack Chambers, whoever else might be in that camp. It kind of comes down to where is the middle ground going to land, yeah, particularly if this report, as you suggest, is not going to have any big smoking gun, but just sort of says it was a bit of a disaster and let's move on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose the key question, Sean, is will emotional confidence be put down, or no confidence be put down in Micheál Martin? Again, the Sunday newspapers were reporting they expected it would be. But I think that's a big step for a TD to take, to put down a motion of confidence and no confidence in a Taoiseach. I mean, it has happened, of course, in the past on occasion. But I think it's a massive step. And I just wonder if that happens, do the middle ground Fianna Fáil TDs, is their instinct to rally around the leader, particularly about an issue that happened months ago? And I think, I mean, do you think TDs in their constituency offices are getting people coming in going, oh, what happened to the president? I don't think it's an issue. I mean, I thought there's a lot of nonsense spoken about party members, about the embarrassment, the deep embarrassment, the humiliation. Like, folks, people have moved on from this. People are not worried and concerned about this. It was badly handled. It was an embarrassment then, but I think the public have moved on. Do you take a motion of confidence based on something that happened 3 months ago? It could happen, but I know. How do you think the party, you're closer to the parliamentary party than I am, Sean. How do you think they would go?
I still think, so you need, isn't it a quarter of the parliamentary party in order to have that vote of confidence?
Yeah.
So that's what, 12 TDs that you need, and maybe a couple of senators on board as well, which I think they could get to.
I think I agree with you,
who could get to that number. But there are middle grounds, and the calculation they seem to be making, to my eye, is right. Micheál Martin has steered us right for a long time. Biggest party in the Dáil, Shannon, local government, all in the last 18 months, let's not forget. So you have one disastrous election in the middle of that. But it was a very big mistake, and his first really big misjudgment.
Yeah.
Because his political antennae are fantastic, usually. He's been on the money even when the party hasn't. If you look at the Eighth Amendment, even the marriage referendum, when his TDs were over in Merrion Park saying absolutely no to abortion, and he was in the Dáil steering them the other way in whatever way he could. Yeah. So if
before Leo Varadkar, let's not forget.
Exactly. Before others who were seen as more liberal than him. So you're a TD, you've got 4 years odd till the next general election. Do you toss Micheál Martin out now and let someone else bed in and have a while as Taoiseach before Simon Harris gets the reins, or do you wait and hope that he goes gracefully in 2 years? And then is a Jim O'Callaghan Fianna Fáil leader, who is the favourite, I would think.
Yeah,
at the moment,
definitely.
I don't see anyone else really, if he wants it. Is that better for your individual career, I would imagine, is what's going to be asked.
There's a couple of things there. I agree with you. I think Jim O'Callaghan is the most likely successor. I think he would win. I'm not even sure there'll be a contest. Mm. Although not having contests, is, we know that doesn't really work that well.
James Lawless might, by all he's been saying.
So I think he is the leader in waiting. But let's not forget, he's been a cabinet minister for what now, 11 months?
Yeah.
that's not a lot of experience. I imagine, I haven't spoken to Jim McCallum about this, I imagine he doesn't have a problem waiting for a couple of years. I think what this whole debacle in the presidency has absolutely, we can emphatically say, Micheál Martin's time as Taoiseach and as leader of Fianna Fáil will end when he becomes Taoiseach. That he will not lead them into the next general election. And I hadn't been sure about that six months ago, because I was thinking, every time you write off Micheál,
100% he keeps coming by.
He's been written off so many times. But I think we can definitively say now, he will not lead the party into the next general election. And that when he has stood down as Taoiseach, there will then be a contest for the Fianna Fáil leadership. To me, that would be the sensible thing for the party to do. Look across the water. The Conservative Party changed their leader so many times. It tends not to work with voters. And it looks chaotic and it looks disorganised. So that would be the smart thing to do. But politicians do funny things, particularly when they're worried about their... Now, why you're worried about your seat 4 years out from an election, I just do not know. I mean, let's not forget, the last two general elections, the party who were third in the opinion polls for the entire duration of the Dáil term ended up winning the most seats, getting the biggest vote, I should say, in the election. Sinn Féin in 2020, Fianna Fáil last time around. So the idea that they're panicking because of, you know, middling and mediocre opinion poll results, I think that would be bizarre, I have to say. So what is the reason for getting rid of Micheál Martin?
So there's an element of angst, there's an element of inertia, there's an element of he's just been around too long and people are annoyed that they haven't been promoted. There's just built up grievances.
I suspect that's a big thing, grievances.
Definitely, and like, in fairness to the backbenchers, he has always had a top-heavy leadership style. Like, Micheál Martin has his close team around him, Deirdre Galán, the aforementioned, maybe Pat McPartland, a handful of others. And he doesn't really stray beyond that when he's making a big decision. So a lot of the parliamentary party, who have been, some of whom have been TDs for a decade, feel very left out of the decision process. And that just over time does build up that bit of angst.
Yeah. Boo-hoo.
I'm not saying I'm sympathetic to it, but I mean...
I know you're not, but like...
Get over yourselves. Is that like, kind of...
Politics, it's a game for big boys and big girls.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a huge amount of time for the Mary Hanafin. You know, I don't think Mary Hanafin was a credible presidential candidate.
I have to say, Bertie volunteering to go to this review, even when it was outside the scope, just to give out, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, Bertie Ahern was, you know, an electoral phenomenon, but the idea, I don't think he would have won the presidential election. And sometimes you just have to take a hint in life, you know? I mean, I don't know about you, but I've phoned people about potential gigs and they go, yeah, we'll give you a shout back. And when they don't give you a shout back, you kind of know they don't want you, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, that's how it works. And did Bertie not realise that? I don't know. I think there's a lot of people whose noses are out of joint. Billy Keller, I'll tell you what I'm really curious about. When did Billy Keller first express a desire to be the presidential candidate for Fianna Fáil? Because was it as late as it seems to have been? Because, you know, a little like Maria Steen, if it's something you want, you have to go for it early. You can't leave it to the last minute. Now, maybe Bill O'Connor will come out and say he did express it earlier, but that's not my understanding. So I don't have a huge amount of sympathy for the malcontents, I have to say. I think it's politics, get on with it. But you maybe have a better sense as to what will happen. I am not sure how this is going to play out. I presume, does Christmas kill it as a story little bit?
I think it does. I think that's why he's waiting as late as possible to release this. Not that he hasn't, Taoiseach obviously hasn't got it back from Jim Gavin's lawyers yet, as far as we understand. But like, you release it as close to Christmas as possible when all the poll cores are off and just deaden it as a story. But look, we'll see what happens. It could be wrong. Could be Micheál Martin could be gone early in the new year. We just don't know.
I'd be surprised, but... I was surprised when Catherine Connolly won the presidential election. So, who knows? Politics is so unpredictable. And maybe there is that level of angst in the party that is so large. But I think it would be a mistake for the party. But then political parties do make mistakes.
Shane Coleman, News Talk Breakfast, thanks so much for joining us on News Talk Daily. We will see what happens and bring you all the latest, of course, as this comes, whether it's this week or next week or whenever it is. My thanks to Tom Donnelly for producing, Micheál O'Connell on research. That's it from the podcast for today. And as always, you can find every episode of News Talk Daily on the Go Loud player. Myself and Shane will be back on News Talk Breakfast with you tomorrow morning. But for now, from me, Sean Defoe, goodbye.